It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
And it is not Charlie Evers today. Scott Spears and Glenn Coble sitting in for Charlie Evers. Charlie, just a little under the weather today, but in the situation we're in and what we just heard, which we're going to talk about in a second, it's not coronavirus. Charlie's just under the weather for a different reason. He doesn't care if I... It's a balance issue. Charlie's just having a balance issue, and that's all it is.
Charlie and I are over 70 easily, and we have these problems occasionally.
That's right. So that's all it is. Charlie's just having a balance issue, and it wasn't prudent to get in the car today with a balance issue and take the day off. So, Charlie, we think we'll be back tomorrow, but if he's still having these issues, it'll be next week. But it's not anything like we're talking about. Speaking of what we're talking about...
I'm scared to death to think about it, Scott.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Dr. Euleen, well, Glenn, you tell me.
As I was driving in listening to you talking to the doctor, I wanted to turn around and go back home.
What he said, it still could be an overreaction.
It could be. Better to... air that way.
Let's all pray right
yes,
now for
it,
that this was a big overreaction. But we could become Italy. It could happen very quickly within a matter of weeks. It's a respiratory thing. That's the first time I really ever heard it explained properly. Mm-hmm. It's a viral infection. The only way you can get it is by coming in contact with somebody else. It's a respiratory thing. That's the big fear with it, is that it'll develop into pneumonia. And that's going to be the problem. That's why it's so bad in older people, that self-containment does work because it's viral. So, you know, it's scary because all these people could get it. But then again, pneumonia usually doesn't kill people with non-compromised immune systems who are not senior age. I don't know.
Well, I have... two of the two problems. I have a heart problem, and I'm well over 70. And, it's kind of scary. But like you and I were talking off the air, we've just got to keep moving on. We've got to have faith that if we do the things the doctor suggested or try to limit the exposure to other people, it will help us. And... let's hope you don't happen to bump into somebody that has the problem. My wife and I, last night we decided and don't everybody go do this because I got to get down there before you guys do. I'm running down to the Board of Elections to see if I can still get an absentee ballot so that we don't have to go into to vote. Now, you were kind of concerned of whether they will even have voting on
Tuesday. I don't know. I seem to think that we would not be able to close the grocery stores in this country because people will have to get food.
And pharmacies.
Yeah. So on that note, I don't know if they consider voting that crucial. I don't know. At this point, I don't know.
Well, it's a primary election, and primary elections tend to be pretty sparse anyway. So if you do go to the election to your polling place on Tuesday, just stay away from people. I mean, you don't have to get within 5 feet of a person. You have to go up and get that little card and stuff like that, and I would definitely carry with me some Purell or something to wipe your hands off after you do it, but get the little card, do your voting, hand it back, clean your hands, and get the heck out of there.
2 days before you show symptoms. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
You're a carrier 2 days before you show symptom number one, which tells me there is no answer here because you could we could have it right now and not even know it.
Yeah. Well, if we have it, you and I, you got a lot better chance than I do.
Yeah, but now, but here's the thing. How contagious is it? Because it is a viral infection like all other far worse consequence viral infection, but it is viral. And you don't catch every viral infection you come in contact with.
And far more people have died from the flu virus than have died from the coronavirus so far. Now, the concern is the coronavirus could be more lethal.
Well, and it's also interesting to me that the more people get this, there is a bright side, oddly enough, the more people who get this, the more immunity will be built up in people to it.
Yeah, I like that thing that the doctor talked about, the herd immunity.
Yes,
That's kind of interesting.
So this is not going to kill us off. This is not the Black Plague. This is not the end of America. But, you know, be serious.
It is the Black Plague, except for we have better medicine. Responses.
We have better medicine.
Yeah.
We have better media. We have better ways of conveying things. You know, it's what it is. But, I still am torn on this because I understand the medical aspect of it, but I also understand the panic of it. Mm. And the panic affects the stock market, affects income, affects revenue. And if we did have I don't want to say a crash. I hope that doesn't happen. I think they are prepared for that. They're watching it and trying to stop that. But if that did happen, just because of panic, this is why I say, okay, understand what we have, get what we have, but don't panic.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Well, that's what's happened the last week in the stock market, and I just looked at my stock quoting, and it's going down again. But we have had some ups during the last week, and so there are people, there got to be people out there saying, well, this is the chance to make a bundle of money, and it is. And I've always been told my 401k and any stocks that I owned, I was told by my father-in-law, who was very good at the stock market, he said, if it goes down, I don't care how bad it goes down, leave it in.
Exactly.
And just relax because it'll come back.
But can't we understand the severity of this without panicking?
Some people are going to panic. Other people are going to make light of it, which is kind of disconcerting, I would say. It angers me to hear people making light of it.
I'm okay with the joke. I'm not okay with the lies.
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have to be careful of that. Don't spread anything you're not sure about. Now, yesterday, one of my callers was concerned about things, and I pointed out to him, we have to be real careful not to spread the stuff that's not true.
Right. So I do think jokes are okay because we do that all the time. We did that after 9/11. That's how we deal with things.
Yeah.
We try to be funny, and that's okay. I think there are jokes. I saw a joke this morning on the internet that I felt did not cross the line. And it was basically the point of the joke was that the Last Supper had been canceled because of the coronavirus. Okay.
It's
kind of
funny.
Yeah, you made your joke. And that doesn't scare people. But when you go on there and say coronavirus is in Marion, when you go on and say the governor's going to make a statement at 2:00 today that's going to be huge, and it wasn't yesterday.
Yeah.
It wasn't. That's scaring people. That's not funny. That's not satire. That's not a joke.
Yeah, and the president's speech last night, now you were more impressed with it than I was. I think everybody thought it was going to be more involved than it was, and I would like to see our government being a little bit more forthright with what they're telling us. Not that we can do much about it, but I'd like to know.
Well, I will say this is the country. President Trump is the president.
Yep.
We've only got one at a time.
Yeah.
He's the guy. He's got to step up during this. I don't know that he hasn't yet. And this could be his moment.
Yeah.
This could be his moment.
This could seal a victory for him in the election if he does it right.
And if it does, good. Because this is I don't know that any president's faced this.
It'll be good for all of us if he does it right.
And I think that's the attitude we all have to have. And I've heard a lot of Trump bashing. I've heard a lot of Democrat bashing. I've heard it in the last year and especially in the last 2 or 3 months. But let's say this. He's the president. This is his shot. If he handles this well, he will go down well in history.
The thing that bothers me even more than Mr. Trump's lack of clarity, I think, is the sycophants around him, that they don't care what they say as long as they make him happy, which is not helping him or us.
Well, let's hope the doctors are there.
Yes, absolutely. And Dr. I can't remember the gentleman's name that gave that speech yesterday about the guy that's in charge of the CDC. He was very good. There were no giggles, no lightness to his warnings. And I think that's what we need to hear right now.
I do, too. Now, if you have an opinion on any of this, feel free to call in. We've heard the Dr. Yulian interview now. We've heard what I talked about this morning. This show is wide open at this point, so the phone lines are open, and we want to hear your opinion. Maybe you think we're wrong. Maybe you've got something going on in your life. Maybe you've heard something. We want to hear it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I do think we've got to stop spreading things on social media, even if they're true. Even that. Obviously, if they're false, stop it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But even the true stuff, it's starting to be like an election. It's starting to be, we're being hammered with it on social media. You can't get away from it, and I don't think that's good.
Well, the worst part about that is that you kind of get... you kind of get tired of hearing it, so you quit paying attention, and you're going to miss some of the stuff you need to hear. Yeah.
Well, and they're not telling you how to combat it. They're trying to scare you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that, quite frankly, that's what some media has done for decades. It's more fun to make a big thing out of, well, look at the weather forecasts. One of the things that drives me nuts is when we have a tornado warning in central Ohio and they are on the air for 24 hours talking about a tornado that never happens. Now, I understand they need to warn people about that, but you can tell they're stringing it out to keep the listeners on.
Oh, sure. And I think that happens, but Facebook is not media.
No.
Got to understand that.
Nothing on it. I assume nothing on it is true.
No, no. But people do.
Oh, yeah.
People do. I mean, I saw a letter somebody reposted this morning, allegedly from somebody in Italy, talking about how the beds are empty and it's coming your way. No. Stop. You don't know that letter came from somebody in Italy. I will bet you dollars to donuts it didn't come from somebody in Italy. And don't repost that stuff.
It came from a 400-pound guy sitting on his
bed
in Russia.
There you go, in Russia. And this is where we are.
Yeah.
This is where we are.
Yeah, and that, my show, A Progressive Life, one of the things I try to emphasize is that we use our brains. Don't just keep blabbing. Let's move forward, but use your brain. When somebody tells you that guy in Italy is telling you the truth, put it in the back of your head, maybe he's not telling the truth.
Probably he's not.
Yeah.
Because why would you do that?
I have no
and
idea.
And one guy in Italy.
And there are people that like to scare other people. You remember in grade school, there was that one little brat boy that was always trying to scare the girls, and that would get him attention. And just think before you open your mouth and before you believe.
Right, and I don't know what the end game on this is going to be. It could be a massive overreaction because we are quarantining a lot of events, so maybe we're doing the right thing.
Both of us hope it's an overreaction.
Yeah,
because, but you know, you and I were talking before we were on the air of how much money is going to be lost in this because of all the close downs, the NBA and the NCAA.
Yeah. And we're not going to get that back.
Nope.
That's just gone.
So, and having been in the athletic business, I know how much money we used to make from the NCAA.
That to me was stunning yesterday because obviously they held off as long as they could.
Yeah.
And then they just couldn't.
Yeah.
And here we are. Yep. No, what's it going to be like watching all those sneakers and basketballs go up and down with no crowd?
And Jeff Ruth is out there watching, Jeff and there's Ruth nobody out there.
He did go. As a matter of fact, I sent him a message last night. I said, did you still go?
Well, he's got a press credential, and they're going to allow the press to come in and do this stuff, I think.
But is that good?
I don't know.
See, these are the things, Jeff. I don't understand. The colleges are canceled, but the kids are at the bars. Yeah. So... I don't understand.
They're supposed to go home.
They're supposed to go home and stay home.
Yeah.
How do the dorms look? You don't know.
Yeah. Well, let's hope we get through this.
And I'll tell you what, we're going to come back and talk about something more flowery after this very important break here on the Charlie Evers Show on WWGH Radio. Stay tuned. We're coming back with some fun. Don't go anywhere at all.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him statistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears, Glenn Coble back with you, hosting the Charlie Evers Show. Today we got a message from Charlie during the break there. Charlie has vertigo, so there you go. Diagnosed vertigo, and he will get some medication for that. And
excellent, Charlie. Get better.
Yeah, if not back tomorrow, I'm sure he'll be back next week. But he might be here tomorrow. You know, the vertigo tends to dissipate pretty quickly once you get the medication in you.
And Charlie's tough.
Well, Charlie fell yesterday. We all know that because he mentioned it on the air, so it's no secret. He did fall, and I'm glad now to know, I'm not glad he fell, but that it was from vertigo and not any other medical condition.
He really scraped his arm badly, and I really thought he should leave, but he wouldn't leave here, so I thought he should go home, but... He soldiered through.
He soldiered through and had a good show yesterday.
Yes, he did.
The show did well. We gave away a lot of stuff.
Well, that's kind of interesting. Now, you were talking when we were off the air of how that's the importance of a radio station like this that talks about local things. We make mistakes. We leave the mic on while we're talking. We forget to pull up the pot when
we eat peanut butter fudge on the air. We do it all.
Yeah, and we tell some of the worst jokes in the world.
You name it.
But you will hear the local information from this station. I'm so proud I'm with this station.
And you will hear the national information. I have not heard anything as concise on any news channel anywhere as what Dr. Ewing just did.
Not. Yes, yeah. And I was surprised because so many of the doctors are reticent to come out and... fan flames, you know, and I don't think he was fanning flames. I think it was just telling the truth, and we need to tell the truth. That's one of the things I'm disappointed with.
Interesting to me that doctors knew. The people in the know, he said, knew that this was coming weeks ago, so...
Yikes.
There you go.
You know, my wife was saying, can you believe that somebody really wants bloodletting to cure this virus? And I said, well... my grandfather was a doctor, and he used to bloodlet.
Yeah, really?
It's kind of scary. As a matter of fact, when he passed away, my brother got his bloodletting kit.
Ooh.
He had a kit that apparently he kept leeches in one thing, and he had a kidney bowl to collect your blood, and oh, my goodness, and several little scalpels, and oh, it was kind of scary.
A bloodletting kit.
Yes.
Let's.
He was the doctor in Marion County in Indiana, which is Indianapolis. He became the coroner. He was very highly respected, and yet he bloodlet.
The things people do.
Yes.
The things people do. You know what? Here's the real important topic, though, if you didn't hear it on the show yesterday, is fish a meat?
Absolutely, fish is a meat.
Oh, you agree with me?
I absolutely do. And I was going to tell you that. Matter of fact, I asked Jeff when you were off the air yesterday. I said, Jeff, are you Catholic? And he said he was not. It's always been my opinion that Catholic people say that fish is not a meat so that they can have some meat to eat during Lent. I really believe it's the meat of a fish.
Well, here's why I think it's a meat, because a fish is an animal.
Yeah.
You can call it a sea animal, but it is an animal.
Yeah.
That's one. That's one thing that makes it a meat. And number two, it's a protein.
Yeah.
So how can it not be a meat?
Well, there are a lot of people who disagree with you and I, but I believe that it is a meat. And I always used to make fun of my Catholic friends during Lent when I was a kid and made fun of people. I try not to anymore, but I used to make fun of them, and I'd say, fish is a meat.
Now, isn't, though, it's not the meat of a barnyard animal.
Right.
Now, so is that the Catholic reasoning behind it?
Like a sanitary type thing?
Well, because, you know,
could be.
Lent, it's all about Lent.
Yeah.
And Lent is about giving up something.
Yeah.
And is it giving up meat of animals that, you know, what was the thing they used to say? Hovenkloof or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Is that what it is? Because a fish would not be that.
No.
A fish does not have a hoof.
Any hoofs.
No hoofs on a fish.
Cloven hoof.
Cloven hoof.
Like that. Yeah.
So maybe that's it.
It could be.
But it is a meat.
I think it's a rationalization, quite frankly.
It's sold in the meat department at the store.
Yeah.
It's not over with the cheese.
And you have to refrigerate it.
You have to refrigerate it. Exactly right. So it's either a meat or it's dairy. You can pick which one it is. I don't think it's dairy.
And if you were also talking about the other white meat. The other white meat. But I think pork and chicken are the two white meats. And I know chicken, there is dark meat.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't think chicken is the white meat.
I think it is. I think that's what they mean.
But is pork a white meat?
Well,
pork chops are white.
It's no more white than, and pork chops didn't used to be.
But pork roast is not white.
Before you were born, pork chops taste better than
they
taste now.
Oh, no.
Yes, and they were kind of gray.
Well, what about pork roast?
What about it?
It's not white.
Yeah, no, it's kind of tan or grayish tan.
So why is that the advertisement for pork? It's the other white meat.
Well, because it's not red.
Oh, well, that'll save us all.
Yeah, there you go.
But does anybody know what the original white meat is? Is it chicken?
I think it is. But it's kind of one of my greatest friends when I was in high school. His name was Pinky. His last name was Pinkerton. And Pinky
was
and
he
I,
a bookie?
Huh?
Was he a bookie?
No, he wasn't. He was a very wonderful African American young boy. We were both 14, and we'd walk to school together. And Pinky used to say, this was the time when they were changing from calling African American people Negroes to black. And he'd look at me and say, do I look black? And he was very light-complected African-American. It's all a question of, what you see and what you don't. I don't know. The colors are... I have two sons that are colorblind. So we didn't buy a house one time because my eldest son thought the house was pink, and it was really gray. But he saw pink, and he refused. He threw a fit because we were looking at this house. So,
now, can colorblind people see white?
They can see black and white.
Black and white.
Yeah, very clearly. Colorblind kids, both of my kids, one of them is colorblind to blue-green, and the other is colorblind to a different pair of colors. And one of the way that we found out is my eldest son was not doing well in school. And we asked him, why didn't he give the answers to the question? He says, I can't see him. And the teacher was writing on a blackboard in a color that he couldn't see.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, he could see it, but he couldn't really tell what it was.
The colorblind thing is always interesting to me because I think if you don't see color, that's very hard to diagnose.
Yeah, and we didn't know. I mean, And I have three doctors in my family, and nobody diagnosed either one of my sons as being colorblind until my eldest son said he couldn't read the blackboard.
Well, like, go get the red sweater. I mean,
yeah, my eldest son has it worse than my younger son, and he has worn some of the ugliest clothes you've ever seen in your life.
It all comes back to that.
Yeah.
It all comes back to that. So the question is, do you have an opinion on this? Because we would like to know. We had some interesting opinions during the show yesterday with Jeff Ruth. The questions are, is fish a meat, in your opinion, and why? Because there really, I guess, is no answer to this.
No.
I don't know.
It's going to go on forever.
It's a riddle. Is fish a meat? Let us know. And what is the other white meat? Now, I don't think it is chicken. I don't think they're talking about chicken. I think they're talking about fish. So is it fish or chicken that is the other white meat? 740-383-9944. Because I think what they're saying is that pork is healthy, and you would equate health with fish.
Yeah, but you might also equate it with chicken, because chicken is
not fried chicken.
No, but chicken, well, chicken is more healthy, even fried, than having steak, I guess. The red meat is kind of bad. I now limit red meat to, well, we have hamburger, but we only have hamburger maybe once a week, and we have steak about once a month. So,
well, see, but everybody on the keto diet now, they're all protein, but they seem to be doing well. Is it the bread? Is it the bread that is the problem? Is it the ketchup? Is it the sugar? Is that the problem?
Well, think who's on diets right now. Well, I am, but but most of them are young kids that want to look good. And I think they will have well, let's. I'm just going to leave it at that. When I was on the Atkins diet for a while, when my youngest son got married, so that I could fit into a suit, and I don't know where I was going with that. That's the problem with getting older.
Yes, it worked very well.
I lost about 35-40 pounds, and I look good in my suit. Well, I always look good.
Now, did your cholesterol and blood pressure skyrocket?
Well, we didn't check it.
Oh, well, see, I don't think it does.
Well, I don't know. I had not had my heart attack at the time. So
that's not a good sign after that the heart attack happened. That's not a good, I lost the word there. What's the word? That's not a good...
you must be getting older
now. Yeah, I know. It's, you sit in this chair and it happens. That's not a good... what do you call when you are speaking positively about something? It's not a good...
Recommendation?
Recommendation, promotion. Yeah, I get it. I'm trying to think. Wait, endorsement. That's what I'm thinking of. It's not a good endorsement for the Atkins diet that you had a heart attack after the Atkins diet.
Well, it was way after it had nothing to do.
They wouldn't like to hear that.
I had been off the Atkins for quite a while.
Now, yesterday when Jeff was here, we tried something new in the trivia department. We did the old Family Feud, which is... The reason behind this is we try to do trivia here that you can't Google, and that becomes hard.
It does, yeah.
Because people... it's hard to find the answers when it's ungoogleable. And then on the flip side, you want answers that people can get, but not too easy. So I thought this Family Feud thing was great because they are easy answers, but yet you can't Google them because it's all about opinion. Uh-huh. So we're going to do that right now.
Excellent.
Yeah, so let's go to how they used to do that on Family Feud.
I didn't watch it very much.
We surveyed 100 people, and you know they do that little number there. So let's find a good topic here.
All right, let's go for it.
Okay, this is a good one. Now, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers to this. Okay. Remember, there are 5 right answers.
Now, we're going to wait for our callers, right? Give them a chance?
Yeah, we're going to give them... Yeah. Okay, name a liquid in your kitchen that you hope no one ever accidentally drinks. That's the question. Name a liquid in your kitchen that you hope nobody ever accidentally drinks. Now, there are 5 right answers to this. What are they? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. 5 right answers. Name a liquid in your kitchen that you hope no one ever accidentally drinks. What would that be?
I'm going to give you one that isn't on those 5. But the
now, how do you know it's not on the 5?
Well, I'm pretty sure it isn't.
Okay.
I I've occasionally drank milk that has gone bad. You don't want to do
milk?
That.
Yeah. Bad milk. Oh. Go ahead, caller.
Bleach.
Bleach is not on the list, oddly enough.
Oh, my goodness.
Enough. Bleach
I thought it
is
would be.
Not on the list.
Wow.
Thank you for the guess. No, bleach is not one of the five.
That was a great guess. That would have been my first guess, too.
It's a good one. Name a liquid in your kitchen that you hope no one never accidentally drinks. Bleach is not on the list, but there are five right answers.
People have been saying that, as a joke, that you gargle with bleach to get rid of the coronavirus.
Oh,
you do not do that.
Do that,
please.
Don't do that. You're going to be in trouble. 740-383-9944. Name a liquid in your kitchen that you hope nobody ever accidentally drinks. Five right answers, and we don't have any of them right now. Number one, I would have guessed number one. Oh, we're coming up on a break here. We're going to be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we're back here, and we did have a call there. If that's you, call back in, 740-383-9944. Name a liquid in your kitchen that you hope nobody ever accidentally drinks. There are five right answers here, 740-383-9944. If that was you during the break, we were in a break. So call back now, 740-383-9944.
You're going to get some answers that are going to tell something about people's housekeeping.
You will. 100 people were surveyed here, and we came up with five answers. Five answers. Name a liquid in your kitchen that you hope nobody ever accidentally drinks. 740-383-9944. If you get a busy signal, by the way, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. Go ahead.
Yes, Scott, dishwashing soap.
Number one is dish soap. 46 people said dishwashing soap. You have got it right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yep, well, that was the number one answer.
Yeah, like I said, my first thought was bleach, but that would have been my second thought.
That's the one I thought it would be, dishwashing soap. Number one answer, 46 people.
You know, the kids are eating those little things that you throw in laundry soap, though, because they're cute and they look like candy, you know, the little.
Do they taste good?
Apparently not, and apparently they're not very good for you either.
No, I wouldn't think you'd want to go that route. Name a liquid in your kitchen that you hope nobody ever accidentally drinks. We still have four answers left here. Soap was number one with 46 people guessing soap, but what are the other four? A liquid in your kitchen that you hope nobody ever accidentally drinks. 740-383-9944, 47 minutes past the hour.
Does number two drop way off from the number one?
30 people, off.
So this ought to be easier than I thought.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything.
it goes 46, 30, 16, 4, and 2.
Huh. I'll be darned.
But you know, some of these things, people probably, I don't know, maybe they do like to drink. You never know. Go ahead, caller.
Pine Sol, is that one of the answers?
It is not one of the answers, but that's a very good guess. I wouldn't want to knock back a thing of Pine Sol.
Well, what is Pine Sol?
It's a wood cleanser.
Oh, it is.
You to clean everything with it.
Ah.
Sink, counters, toilets, bathtubs.
Yeah. I remember my mother had Pine Sol, but
yeah, it's an old cleaner.
But I never
sure
used
wouldn't
it.
Want anyone to drink it.
No. Is fish a meat? What do you think?
He's not going to let this go. You got to answer.
You think fish is a meat?
Fish a meat?
Fish a meat.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
We got three of us. All right.
Hey, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye bye. Yeah, fish is a meat.
You're going to have people hate you for this.
Jeff just didn't know what was going on. I hate to say it, Jeff just didn't know yesterday. But Pine Sol is not an answer, but Pine Sol is a liquid.
Oh, boy, you wouldn't want to drink that.
No, no. Keep that under the counter.
Yeah.
Name a liquid in your kitchen that you hope nobody ever accidentally drinks. We've got four more right answers. The first answer was soap. 46 people thought soap. What are the other four? 740-383-9944. Let's see what we got in the old department. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how about Drano?
Ooh, yikes.
Not Drano, but I tell you, if you drink Drano, the pearly gates are the next thing you will see.
You won't have to worry about coronavirus.
Hey, yeah, about that. All right, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. No, Drano will clean you out. It will drain you. The question is, name a liquid in your kitchen that you hope no one ever accidentally drinks. There are four more right answers. 1, 2, 3, 4. What are they? Go ahead, caller.
How about vanilla?
You know, vanilla's not on there, but I wouldn't want to get a touch of vanilla either. That's very bitter.
Yeah. A kid could drink that because it sure does smell good.
It does smell good, but doesn't taste very good.
How do you know that, Scott?
Had a little touch.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I can't imagine drinking vanilla.
No, vanilla is very concentrated.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Question again. Name a liquid in your kitchen that you hope no one ever accidentally drinks. Now, soap is number one, but there are four other ones. What are they? Not vanilla, not Drano, not Pine Sol. What's another one? 740-383-9944. Name a liquid in your kitchen that you hope nobody accidentally drinks. Dish soap was number one. What are the others?
I can't even think of two.
Number two, 30 people thought was the right answer. You know, let's take the call and then we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
How about alcohol?
Oh.
No, I think people like to drink.
Yeah. It depends on denatured alcohol or drinking alcohol.
Well, either one of them.
Alcohol did not make the list. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. No, alcohol not on the list. Name a liquid in your kitchen that you hope nobody accidentally drinks. Four more right answers.
Now, is it true that denatured alcohol is drinkable, but they put something in it so you don't want to drink it, or is it poisonous?
Are you talking about like hydrogen peroxide?
No, I'm talking about there used to be.
Oh, like rubbing alcohol?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, it'll make you vomit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So it's basically an Epicac.
Well, because people used to drink it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yikes. Not in my house.
Well, if you hid somebody's alcohol, then you had some of that laying around. Have a little party. Cocktail. Go ahead, caller.
How about vinegar?
Ooh. Vinegar is number two.
Oh, okay.
30. Well, because you can make anything out of vinegar.
Yeah.
What is the? This is interesting. Cleaning-wise, what do you use to clean with vinegar? What's the number one thing?
My coffee pot.
Yeah. Coffee pots. Vinegar will get rid of that coffee stain.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, thank you.
Great call.
Yep, vinegar was number two. 30 people said vinegar. One was dish soap. Two is vinegar. Now, what is 3, 4, and 5?
Now, I really thought people, I thought of vinegar. And then I thought, well, no, people won't think vinegar because we drink it all the time, but we don't really drink it. We just take it on things.
You don't want any vinegar. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how about old castor oil?
Ooh.
Not castor oil, no, but that would be awful.
I've got a great story about castor oil as soon as we get
here
on.
We go. Hey, thank you. 740-383-9944. Name a liquid in your kitchen that you hope no one ever accidentally drinks. What's your castor oil? Oh, they're coming.
You better get the call.
Get the call. We don't want to put them on hold. Don't want to make them wait. Go ahead, caller.
How about... Not castor oil, no.
Were you going with castor oil, too?
No, I was actually going to go with like a vegetable oil, mazola oil or something like that.
You know what I'm going to do? Number three is cooking oil.
Yeah.
So he
actually got that one right.
You think castor oil is a cooking oil?
Oh, no. But vegetable oil.
Yeah, you are right.
Hey, I got something, too, on vinegar. In fact, I just used it this morning. It's very good to wipe off your counters and stuff with.
Yeah. It is. Vinegar is a great cleaner. It's a great window cleaner, too.
Plus, if you have those little red ants that might be here sooner or later, it'll take care of them.
It's also good for stains on your clothes. You have to do it in a very special, potent way, but it is. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Great call, yeah.
Yep, cooking oil is number 3 on the list. 16 people said cooking oil. So soap is number 1, vinegar number 2, cooking oil number 3. What are 4 and 5? There are two more things. Name a liquid in your kitchen that you hope nobody accidentally drinks. Now, the other two, I will give you this, are foods.
Okay, they're foods.
Which is weird.
Is milk a food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I, you know, these are food in their correct state.
Okay.
They're not spoiled foods.
Okay.
So these are both real. Now, remember, it's a liquid, though.
Yeah.
It's got to be a liquid. These are both products you would buy in the grocery store, not cleaning supplies, not anything like that. They are actually things that you would put on or in your food.
Ah.
That's the other two. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm sorry, Scott. I would have thought prune juice, but you're talking food.
Oh, yeah, well, that prune juice would be a food,
yeah.
But it's not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you might want to take that, though, that would, for certain ailments.
But you might not want to take it if you don't have that ailment.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
You don't want to go pruning it up.
Let me tell you the story about
castor oil.
Yeah, this won't take very long because I'm going to have to clean it up.
Literally or figuratively?
Well, both. But my wife was pregnant. We knew that my daughter, we didn't know she was a daughter at the time, but we knew that she was coming, and we thought she was coming right at Christmas time. And my father-in-law was our family physician, and she didn't come. And I wanted that tax deduction. So we had to have her born by the 31st of December, and she wouldn't come, and she wouldn't come. So I said to Dad the day before, I said, is there anything that she can do that will help bring the baby quicker? And there were a couple of things I won't mention because they're just not family oriented.
I'm with you.
But one of them was drink castor oil. And she did all the things with not a happy smile on her face. And sure enough, my daughter was born on the 31st of December.
Did the castor oil bring it?
Well, that was part of it.
That or something else. It could have been one of those things.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about some hot sauce or Tabasco sauce?
Oh,
you know, that's in the right area, but not hot sauce or Tabasco, but that's very close.
Huh.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll say this. It is a sauce.
Oh.
It's a sauce.
Wow.
I always like that word sauce because they say, you know, you're on the sauce.
Yeah.
I always thought that was a nice euphemism for alcohol.
Yeah. And what does being saucy mean? Does that mean
sexy.
You're hot?
Sexy.
Oh.
Yeah. That's yeah. You wouldn't say a guy is saucy.
I wouldn't say a girl's saucy. But
they do.
But they do,
but
yeah.
They do. But they do. It's a sauce. There's your clue. What
okay.
is something in your kitchen that you hope no one ever accidentally drinks? It's a sauce. What is it? 740-383-9944. And the other food is actually something that comes off of a food. What is something that comes off of a food
that
you would have in your kitchen that you would not want somebody to drink?
Probably in your refrigerator, I would guess.
Something that comes off of a food in some kind of a sauce. What are they? That are in your kitchen liquids that you hope nobody drinks. 740-383-9944. 57 and a half minutes past the hour. Scott Spears and Glenn Coble sitting in for Charlie Evers, who's out with vertigo.
That sounds like a movie.
It was a movie.
I know.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, it was kind of scary.
Wasn't he in, he was in all his movies, right?
Yes, he always made a cameo. Somewhere.
Where was he in Vertigo?
I have no idea.
I haven't seen Vertigo.
I'm not one of those trivia guys like you are. I really don't care.
Well, I don't know that one either. I'm a trivia guy for the purposes of this show, and that's about it. I don't go to the bar and do the trivia. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I think I got Grease.
What kind of grease?
Oh.
Just grease that you get through bacon, man.
Bacon grease.
Yeah.
Bacon grease, yeah. Yeah. I knew it was grease. I didn't know it was specifically bacon grease. That's good.
Neither did I.
Bacon grease is number 5. Two people said bacon grease.
Oh, my.
All
yeah,
right,
you wouldn't want to drink that. Your heart doctor would kill you first.
So are we going to get the last one here? We're down to one now. We've got soap, vinegar, cooking oil, and bacon grease, but we don't have the sauce. What is the sauce that people say They don't want you to drink accidentally in their kitchen. What kind of sauce is that? It's a sauce. 740-383-9944. What sauce would that be with a minute and a half left?
You're driving me crazy, Scott, because you're looking at the answers.
I got the answers.
And I don't have any
idea. I feel just like Richard Dawson over here or Steve Harvey. I've got the answers in front of me. What is the sauce that people don't want you to drink in their kitchen? 740-383-9944. I don't think you'll get it, but give me a guess.
A sauce. A hot sauce. That's the only thing I could think of, and you've already said that's
it's
no.
It's not hot sauce. Yeah. What kind of sauce is it? Are we going to get this answer so we can move on to another category next hour? What is a sauce that people would not want you to drink accidentally in their kitchen? Go ahead, caller.
It has to be tobacco sauce.
Not Tabasco.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
No,
yeah.
Not Tabasco, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Not Tabasco.
Is sriracha considered like that?
It's not sriracha.
No,
Four people said this sauce is not something you would want to accidentally drink in your kitchen. Huh. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. Don't forget Scott Spears, Glenn Coble filling in for Charlie Evers today. We got a whole nother hour to go here. We'd like to move on to another category. Go ahead, caller.
Steak sauce.
Not steak sauce.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Good answer. Not steak sauce.
Yeah,
does anybody know what that might be? It's not steak sauce. A sauce that you would not want to accidentally drink in your kitchen. Does anybody know what it is?
Now, is Worcestershire sauce considered a steak sauce?
No, but it's not that.
Okay.
It's not Worcestershire sauce.
Have you ever put Worcestershire on your tongue?
No.
It's nasty.
No. I wouldn't want to put this on my tongue either.
Okay.
So it's not. Maybe this is it. Let's hope this is it. What do we got here? Go ahead, caller.
Soy sauce.
Soy sauce is the answer.
Of course.
You've got it.
Yeah.
Four people said soy sauce. Thank you, sir.
My heart physician just rolled over because you talked about bacon and soy sauce.
Bacon and soy sauce. So those are the five things. Name a liquid in your kitchen you hope nobody ever accidentally drinks. Soap, vinegar, cooking oil, soy sauce, and bacon grease. Those are the ones. We're coming back with another subject right after this.
Smart crowd.
Short but important break.
I want to tell you, Shaky, with another accent, I want to tell you, don't pay any attention to him. Just pat him on the head.
And the producer told you that he had a gun.
Oh, he had a gun.